beautiful morning, and I'm actually on a bike ride today from Southwark Park in near Rotherhithe to, well, I'm not sure actually, but way past Richmond. Anyway, I'll be stopping along the way and speaking to people and seeing why they do it. I've just come into Battersea Park. It's the first pit stop, and there's a lady offering biscuits, so I'm going to take one. Thank you. Do you do bike races, though, charity races?
I've done the Brighton one before. Yeah, the Brighton one's great.
How long did that take you?
I think last time I did, didn't do it on this, but...
I've just noticed they're on a tandem. Hello, guys. I thought they were just really close friends.
Okay. Yeah, having a great day. Yeah, it's lovely weather for it, isn't it?
It's perfect. You've done it really...
So we can go and have a rest for the afternoon.
Oh, excellent. Thanks very much. Well, people are just having refreshments, water, biscuits, and move on again. So, sorry, I'm eating a biscuit, but it's a beautiful day, and I'm off, so I'll report from the next pit stop. I'm on my second pit stop. What stop is this?
This is Duke's Meadow in Barnes. It's pit stop 2.
Okay, so how many miles have I done?
You've done 16 miles, I think. 16 miles, I think, yeah.
16 miles and I'm not even flagging. Thank you, ladies. Thanks very much. How long have you done? How many years have you been doing this?
I've been volunteering for just over a year.
Okay.
Yep.
Do you like it?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Fantastic weather.
Yeah, oh, it's great, isn't it? A bit too hot, really.
I know. I know we shouldn't moan, but I hate it. Thanks, ladies.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Thank you. How are you doing? You doing all right?
Not so bad. It's good. Halfway there.
Have you done this race before?
No, it's the first time. I got roped into it from a couple of mates, but they're stuck on a plane, so I had to do it my own.
Is this your first charity race?
Yeah, yes it is, yeah.
Okay. Thanks very much. I've just come over Putney Bridge. And I'm taking a little break, but it's still a beautiful day and you can hear the bells ringing for St Mary's, but I've got to go back now, so I'm going to get back on with the other cyclists. I'm in Richmond Park and they're coming through. It's really lovely. I'm looking at the herds of deer. Oh, it's just so wonderful. This has got to be one of the nicest bike races, one of the routes. It's just open fields. You know, it makes you realise that Henry VIII hunted here. Kings hunted here, hunted deer and had beautiful days out. And I can see why. It's just absolutely stunning. Anyway, I'm going to carry on with my race. God, it's really hot as well. I'm so glad I've done this early. Well, I've decided to stop and have an ice cream instead of just going straight through the park because it's so lovely. Can see people on horses. I've stopped and have an ice cream. So have quite a few of the other cyclists. But Richmond Park is busy with bikes anyway. People coming out. It's so beautiful here. So I'm just going to finish my ice cream. And then I'm going to make a move. Normally I would just go all the way through. But I've decided to stop and enjoy the day. Rather than just dashing around. I can take my time on the way back as well. So I can't believe I've let everyone go. Because I'm so competitive. But actually, I've enjoyed it much more just relaxing and taking it easy. So I'm off and reporting again for my next stop. Well, a little drama there. My chain came off my bike, but that's nothing unusual because it normally does. I'm just having a break. I don't know, it's so hot. And normally I would be like one of the leaders. I don't know why I keep going on about it, but I feel that it might be good for me to not be so competitive, actually. My back's killing me, which it doesn't normally do. But I mean, I'm doing a lot more with myself now than I ever did, you know, last year. Because this year, obviously, I'm at college and I'm still at work and I'm working for the radio station. And so it's a lot more. And I knew that I wouldn't race. Just watching them all go past, it would have killed me in the old days. I would have said, no, 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 they're not getting in front of me. And in actual fact, I wrote a play called The Bike. Oh, there's a light boat in the river and there's some men going backwards and forwards because it nearly went tipped right over. It's got a really big fiberglass sail. There's a lovely barge going past called the Phoebe. So lucky. They look all flash. I was going to say hello to them, but I